You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No one, they shouldn't have more than one bike at a time.
Right. Well, on Sunday, Labor and the Greens hosted their joint State of the Nation address in Mount Albert. I went along to check it out, and I filed this report. Last Sunday, the Greens and Labor held a joint State of the Nation address in Mount Albert. This was the first time the two parties had held their State of the Nation events together. Speaking to a packed hall of party faithful, Labor leader Andrew Little and Greens co-leader Metiria Tude outlined what they thought was wrong with the country as we head into an election later in the year. First up was Metiria Tude, who started by talking about her biggest inspiration, fierce women.
I want to talk to you today about one of my greatest inspirations, Mana Wahine. Fierce women. Women who stand up for what they believe in, who protect and care for our people and our environment, for our rights and our planet. My mother and my daughter, it is the fierce women, the Mana Wahine in this room, who inspire and who motivate me and James and all of us in the Green Party, Aotearoa New Zealand. You know, when I became a mum and I first held my baby in my arms, I realised then that the work of those fierce women who had gone before us, Niniwai Te Rangi, Hank Chepe, all of those fierce women, it was a long way from finished, their work. They worked for the equality of women, for Pākehā and Māori women, for their safety, for their right to dignity and respect. It's what we want for all our kids. It's what I want for my daughter. I'm sure it's what you want for yours, your daughters and your sons too. We want our kids to be treated well, and that is the country that we are all here working to create.
Tude then outlined what the Green Party thinks is wrong with New Zealand currently, focusing on things such as dirty rivers and the housing crisis.
We still live in a country where there are too many who live in substandard homes, or in no homes at all, actually, where many have no jobs or are trapped in low-paid jobs that don't provide for them and their families. Where 150,000 children in this country go without milk and meat and veggies. Where third world diseases are rampant. We have chronic lung disease 7 times the average of most other developed countries. Shame. That is a New Zealand where our rivers and our lakes and beaches are not clean enough for us to swim in. Where some can't even trust the water that comes out of their taps. Where the government won't stop or even prepare for climate change.
Tude finished her speech by looking at National's performance in government, saying that Bill English is a Prime Minister that does things that are easy, but not always right.
Now, we have a new Prime Minister who believes that government can do no more. A Prime Minister who won't end poverty. A Prime Minister who is the architect of New Zealand's housing crisis. A Prime Minister who accepts locking out an entire generation from warm, safe and affordable housing. What we have learned from National in the past 9 years is that they might do what is easy, but they will not do what is right. The Green Party will do what is right, even when it's not easy.
Next up on the speaking platform was Labour leader Andrew Little. He began by talking about his son and how he fears his son's generation might not be able to own their own home.
You know, my son Cam turns 16 this year. Every weekend I cannot get along to watch Cam and his mates during their Saturday rugby, usually embraced by a gentle Wellington southerly. But I look at Cam and his mates, you know, they're smart kids. They create, determined, are courageous. You see it in the way they do their home. You see what they do for their home. You know, for his generation, there are no limits. They're going to do great things with their lives, I can see it in them now. A few short years, Cam and his generation will chart their direction for our country. You know, they own New Zealand's future. But right now, there's a good chance that none of them will ever own their own home. And that's wrong. and that's wrong.
Little then took the opportunity to address Donald Trump and the rise of racism and the far right around the world, saying New Zealand can be a leader for tolerance and acceptance.
You know, looking around the world right now, President Trump in the United States, the far right in Europe, holding on to a positive, inclusive vision is more important now than ever. We're seeing shocking scenes in the US as Donald Trump moves to turn away refugees fleeing persecution from their own countries. I'm telling you now, I will never do that here, never. The places that used to light the world with their progressive thinking, their lights are shining more dimly now. So let us never loosen our hold on the things that define who we are in this great country. You know, we can set the standard for cooperation, for tolerance, for a government that governs with compassion. We can show there's a better path than isolation and bigotry. It's our turn to show.
Little then concluded his speech by looking forward to the next election and attacked National and Bill English for their failure to address the issues New Zealand currently faces.
So it is going on in this election. And our campaign starts here today with this joint State of the Nation event. And you know what? This year's election really matters. Every day that National governs, the Kiwi dream slips further away from more and more people. Bill English has to take responsibility. You know what? He was around that cabinet table for every decision that's taken money out of schools, that's taken money off the hospitals, that's put a lid on our police numbers at a time of a rising population. He's been there for every one of those decisions. He's ignored the housing crisis. And at a time of 41,000 people homeless, he's the one actively selling our state houses. National is out of ideas, and they're out of touch. They've got nothing new to offer. And Bill English said it this week. He said, we've reached the limits of what government can do. Really? Really? Now, it's very clear what that means. Every year that National remains in office, the dream of home ownership slips away from thousands more young couples. Every year that National remains in office, 45,000 more people who need treatment won't get it. Every year National remains in office, our schools will slide further down the world rankings. It's not good enough. Not for our kids, not for our country.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.